didn't think I would forget, did you? The four lives that were lost on Beatty's Ford Road over 9 months ago now in a mass shooting, killing, slaughter, assassination. Seven other people severely wounded. The killers are still roaming our streets. I watched the video of it again this morning. It's a black SUV. Several people out of the car shooting machine guns wildly toward the air and to the crowd. I even see a child being pushed out of the car and running away in the video. People were all near the car, but no witnesses as of yet to identify the assassins here in Charlotte. But I got a solution to find the assassins. Call it a hate crime. Make it about identity politics. Because if you do that, then CNN, MSNBC, Fox, ABC, NBC, CBS, PBS, the BBC will cover it. Because that's what it's all about, the narrative of identity politics. We saw this yesterday during the tragic and horrendous shooting of nine people at several massage establishments in Georgia. And thank God they caught the individual in a SUV on his way to Florida to do more killings, apparently. And the media was going, this has got to be hate, a hate crime, because it was Asians that were primarily killed. And therefore, if it's a hate crime, we're going to cover it. If it's not a hate crime, who cares? There are just nine people. That's how it's being treated in Charlotte. Just four people. Yes, four African-American people who were killed most likely by at least two African-American men, which you can identify in a video, which I saw this morning. Now, had those two men in the video not been African-American and been of another race, could we call it a hate crime? And would it be national news still? Would there be a national manhunt for these individuals? The answer is obvious, yes. Or maybe we can maybe make it a gender crime, a sexual orientation crime. Would we then care about the four victims and their families who are still suffering and we're still wondering who killed their brothers and sons and sisters and daughters, cousin, aunt, and uncles? That's who these four individuals were in Charlotte on Beatty's Ford Road. And yet silence from our mayor, from our county commission, from our sheriff.
Knew it was coming.
From CNN, from Chris Cuomo. Chris Cuomo last night after the horrendous shooting in Georgia, where after the sheriff said these were probably not hate crimes and had nothing to do with the race of the victims, Chris Cuomo came back on the air and said, well, maybe that's not true. Maybe the assailant didn't realize it was a hate crime in his own mind. See, they want the narrative. Because apparently if you kill someone because you hate them based upon their race or other things, that crime is more serious than just shooting and killing someone for drugs or money or power or domestic violence or gang warfare or turf or just a bad temper. That life isn't worth as much, according to the national media or to the politicians, including Joe Biden. Joe Biden actually came out of hiding to release a statement about these horrendous shootings in Georgia. He didn't do that when he was a candidate for president after the Beatty's Ford Road shooting over a year ago, or about 9 months ago. Nah. Just another shootings like are occurring in Charlotte, over 120 last year. In Chicago, they're having 10 to 20 a week or a month. actually a week now in Chicago. It doesn't make any difference because it doesn't meet the narrative. It has to be identified as a hate crime. So why don't we call every crime a hate crime? So we focus on every human life as though it means something. Black, white, gay, straight, young, old. It doesn't matter. They are important lives and people are suffering. So let's officially call the Bates Ford Road shooting a hate crime. Maybe then the Charlotte Observer will cover it every day instead of once every 2 months. And WSOC and WCNC and BT.
KZY.
I hate violence.
CCB.
I hate violence. I'm not talking about the hate where I'm sarcastic about hating Bo Thompson and Bill Graham. I'm being sarcastic when I say that. I hate violence of any kind, unless it's to defend your family, your property, your country. Let's call out the violence. So we'll be coming back and talking about some new rules and laws where this North Carolina legislature is going to call out violence during rioters so it can be a felony instead of a misdemeanor and people can be just right back out on the street after they cause violence in Charlotte or Raleigh.
Later this hour, David Chadwick, and also next hour, Bill Graham. Yeah. Busy Thursday on the Pat McCrory Show.
Yeah, coming back, we're going to talk about the woke of NC State Wolfpacks. Gosh, I thought Carolina was bad. Now State's fallen for it. Where's the outrage? We got a new board of governors. Maybe they can speak up about it.
You know who NC State plays in the NIT tonight, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
That would be the Davidson Wildcats.
Well, let's make sure both teams go through woke training before they play each other.